USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump toured a neighborhood reduced to rubble in a Tennessee tornado earlier this week and talked about what he saw.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully again. This was about as big a tornado as you can have. It was 50 miles long, which is extraordinarily long, and a very wide one. And you see what's happened. We saw it from the helicopter very well.
President Trump was met on his arrival by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. While he was there, he had a message for the survivors.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state. A tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
The Tennessee death toll stands at 24 from a pair of storms. Such trips have become familiar for the president, who has visited numerous scenes of disaster and tragedy after hurricanes, mass shootings, and wildfires during the past 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral will be the last for this model of rocket, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
Ignition, liftoff, up again.
SpaceX is heading toward the International Space Station. The Falcon rocket, with its Dragon capsule, is carrying 2 tons of equipment and experiments. A few minutes after the launch, the first stage booster landed back at the Cape. The Dragon is to rendezvous with the space station on Monday. I'm Wendy King.
Time magazine has chosen 100 Women of the Year, selecting one trailblazing woman to represent each year from 1920 to 2019. It's a distinctive way to celebrate Women's History Month, but it's also an acknowledgement from many years that women's contributions were overlooked. For 72 years, Time's most anticipated cover was called Man of the Year until 1999, when the magazine changed the title to Person of the Year. Now, Time is giving the title to 100 women, some of whom waited a century for their honor. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The U.S. economy added 273,000 jobs in February, John Clements reports.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in health care and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities. Both the unemployment rate at 3.5% and the number of unemployed persons at 5.8 million changed little in February.
I'm John Clemens.
Like clockwork, this is the weekend that daylight savings time strikes. Watch for it at 2 a.m. local time Sunday in most of the United States. And don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour, usually before you go to bed on Saturday night, to avoid being late for Sunday morning activities. With the annual change, sunlight will extend longer into the evening, but the shine will take longer to emerge in the morning. No time change observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And standard time returns on November 1st. A poll last year by the Associated Press Center for Public Affairs Research found that 7 in 10 Americans preferred not to switch back and forth to mark daylight savings time, but there's been no agreement on which time clocks to follow. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.